Okay, and welcome to another installment of Bar Talk with
Beamer
and DJ K. We want to welcome everyone back who's been listening. This is like our fourth show.
This will be our fourth. Yeah.
Right, fourth show. Okay, everything's going well. Again, if you guys want to contact us, you can catch us at bartalk1@yahoo.com. That's BARTALK, the number one, at yahoo.com. bartalk1@yahoo.com. Let us know any feedback you may have on the show. Do you like it? You don't like it? Cheers, jeers, advice, no advice, anything you want to add to it. And
you know what? Also, if anybody out there that is listening to us through a iPhone, if you have any friends that are through Droids, make sure you check out Podomatic, and we're at Bar Talk, Beamer and DJ K.
That's it.
On Bar Talk.
Right, exactly.
Podomatic.
Okay, lot going on. One thing, this is going to be happening a little bit later on in the show.
Oh, do you mean the excitement?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we are broadcasting live from Tom Fullery's in Middletown, Delaware.
That is Middletown, Delaware. Yes. Tom Fullery's, yes.
And for those of you who are on the East Coast, our area, we're in the Philadelphia area, Delaware, right outside Philadelphia.
We're in the Delaware area, yes.
Yeah. One thing that happens every year in Philadelphia is this event called the Wing Bowl. It's sponsored by a local radio station, WIP. And it has, it started off, this is Wing Bowl, I think, 22. Oh. It's Wing Bowl 22. Started 22 years ago in the lobby of a hotel with about, I don't know, 30 or 40 people.
I believe so.
And
yes,
it was just an alternative to the Super Bowl. And it's grown to where they actually have it in the Wells Fargo Center, which holds how many people?
Oh, what is it? 20,000,
30,000 people?
I think it's just short of 40,000
people. Short of 40,000 people. Yes. It sells out every year. Tickets.
And this is an indoor arena.
Yeah, indoor arena. The Flyers play, Philadelphia Flyers play there, the Sixers play there. Tickets are only, the tickets are $10. They sell out, literally, in like 15 to 20 minutes.
Yes.
So it's a big deal. They've had competitive eaters such as
Kobayashi,
Cody Chestnut, the Black Widow.
Yep.
We've had a local champion, El Wingador.
El Wingador?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a big event. There's thousands of dollars in prizes. They give vehicles, cash.
Cars, vacations, money. I mean, they're even going to college students now. Yeah. They're trying to figure out who can we go and get to do this event.
It starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's on, this year, it's January 31st of 2014, but it's January 31st. It starts at 6 a.m., usually ends around 10 or 11, something like that. Trust me, they are tailgating.
So it's
at 3 a.m.
It's a
on
30,
a Friday morning. 3 a.m.
It's the 31st of January. I did not know that.
Yes.
So, I mean, just in case anybody wants to buy me any presents that listen to us, my birthday is 4 days before that. So this will be if what we're going to do to get DJ K into the Wing Bowl is the idea. Is that this will be a extra birthday present for me. Because a great friend of mine to go out there and we're going to enjoy it.
Yep, and we got to break down exactly. Some people still don't know what it is. It's a wing eating contest. There's like three rounds. Like I said, great competitive eaters. If you know anything about competitive eating, Kobayashi from Japan.
Yeah.
From the Coney Island Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt the podcast, but Keith, we have not done what we normally would do.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we are missing our ceremonial tap, and
we are two guys in a bar, and this is Bar Talk.
This is Bar Talk.
And we have Bar Talk without
drinking beer. Hey.
Ooh.
So the amazing.
Now we're getting started.
Yes, now you feel like it. Now,
right.
See, Keith, he was kind of questioning everything.
Right.
And by questioning it, he just goes and, you know, he stops thinking about, oh, yeah, we're supposed to be drinking. This is Bar Talk. This is not bar supplier of talking modes. This is bar drinking Bar Talk. So Now, what we're saying about
the wing bowl.
The wing bowl.
Okay, it's a wing eating contest.
It's a wing eating contest.
It's like, but what was it, two rounds?
It's not a wing eating contest. In my mind, it is a wing eating endurance factor of mine. It is a new way of thinking about indulging overly on chicken wings. And if nobody's ever seen it before, you're missing out.
In layman's terms, and for my African-American friends out there, it's a wing-eating contest.
And they just eat a shit ton of fucking wings.
Yeah. But anyway, in order to get into it, the local radio station, the VIP, they have local amateurs who do different stunts to begin. You got to prove your worthiness.
Yes, yes.
1 year, two years ago, I tried out. My stage name is Thunderdog, and I tried to eat 16 hot dogs in a very short amount of time. I think it was like 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Well, we won't go into details.
My time down, but yes. I was probably about 4 or 5 hot dogs short.
And it was supposed to be raw hot dogs, which they cooked. And right. Yes.
So,
something with about that, poisoning your system.
I'm actually going to try. It's my own pre-audition tryout.
Yes.
If you guys don't know, Beamer has a hidden talent.
And that is, we've talked about it, and I think we've gotten pushed away from it, but I make my own sauerkraut. When I say I make my own sauerkraut, I mean I have inherited the equipment to make sauerkraut out of cabbage. I put a little onion in it and salt. That's it. Sits for a month, it's ready to go. That is my sauerkraut.
Hold up. It's a month old?
Oh, God, yeah, it's a month old. But actually, the stuff you're eating is probably January. So, yeah, we'll do the 12 months old.
So I'm going to get food poisoning.
God, no.
Eating this sauerkraut.
Not at all.
Okay.
It's a month old, and what Keith's eating actually, well...
Right now I'm eating chicken. This is my pre-meal warm-up.
Yes. Explain to him what the situation is going to be.
Okay, I have to audition to get into the wing eating contest. People do different stunts. For example, there was a guy one time who ate everything on a dollar menu. One guy ate like 3 or 4 pounds of kielbasa in like 5 minutes. I mean, there's different things. I'm going to take a pound of Beamer's sauerkraut. I'm going to see how much I eat. I'm going to eat it as fast as I can. We're going to look at that time. And I'm either going to call in with that time or I may come back the following week to see if I can beat it. Because I want to get in. This Wing Bowl is a huge event. So that's going to happen a little bit later on in the show after our first break.
Yes, but I'm going to also say that I hope Keith, because I know my sauerkraut, and if anybody's eaten actually homemade sauerkraut, knows it's a natural laxative, and I think he's going to shit himself on the podcast.
That would be a first.
There's a few people sitting here waiting to see if he actually shits himself on the podcast. I don't want to see it by any means. I don't want to be sitting next to him for the next half hour after that.
I have an iron cast stomach. I'm ready.
Yes. So. Yes. Okay, maybe we should go into... No, we won't. We won't go into any history of it. But yes, so after the first break, we will go and we will do a small test of seeing Keith eat, a half pound or a pound of sauerkraut? Pound of sauerkraut.
Yep.
And we're hoping that 2 pounds of it in a... You know, once we figure out the time span for it, we'll actually work for the Wing Bowl to get him in.
All right. So, now that that's all out the way, we kind of bored you with that long intro.
Yes.
No, I mean the whole thing, but...
No, yes.
Anyway, there's a lot of people who probably haven't listened to the previous shows who jump right to this.
Yeah, basically, they listened to the first 9 minutes and they said, why the hell am I listening to this?
What are they talking about? So, anyway... This show, basically, it's called Bar Talk, and we are two guys in a bar. I'm a resident DJ slash comedian. My comedian name is Keith Purnell, but I go by DJ K, and Beamer is our resident bar guy.
I'm a resident bar guy.
Sauerkraut maker,
dream saker. Don't tell it to your friends, I'm nothing but a faker.
He will... Take your girl and he will rape her.
Wow, no. Make her world. Make her world. Oh, okay. Not rape her. Wow, you went on the wrong run.
I said I'm a DJ, not a rapper. So.
Yeah, yeah. We figured that one out quick.
But we're actually two guys. We're recording live in a bar. Again, Tom Fullery's Middletown, Delaware. We're live in a bar, and we just do talk about things that we talk about in the bar. All right? It's that simple. I am eating. We're in a bar. I'm eating. He's drinking. I had my traditional set of wings.
And they smell.
I'm pacing myself because.
Yeah, they smell delicious, but at the same time, he's going to hurt himself. He won't make it home before that pound of sauerkraut acts on him.
All right. So, anyway, let's get into the meat and potatoes. You got something you want to bring up? Because I got a couple things. I got one thing I'm going to bring up real quick.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, man.
I was watching 60 Minutes, all right? They had this segment. It was actually Amazon, about Amazon.com.
Oh, the droid.
Yeah.
The droid.
Okay, if you guys don't know, what's the founder?
The CEO.
CEO.
Yes.
Of,
I don't know what the difference.
Of Amazon.
You know what? He's a visionary. I'm so non-business. I don't even know the difference between the founder, CEO, president. Yeah.
So, the guy in charge.
The guy.
Now, he's a visionary.
Yes.
He has this idea of the future. For one, they want to be, Amazon wants to be known as the place where you can get anything in the world. except body parts, human beings.
Well, if I know any movie I've seen since in the 90s, it'll happen.
Yeah, it will happen.
Yeah, any movie in the 90s sci-fi, like the 2015, 2025, yeah. It's gonna happen, man. I know.
Yeah. Can I get a pair of socks for a 30-year-old non-smoker, occasional drinker?
What's the one movie the one it was the New Year's and they had memory of people.
He wakes up drunk and
No. They had a piece on their head that they put on. And they can experience what other people experience. It was like through video. Strange Days. Strange Days was the movie. You know what that movie?
Yeah. It was like a drug where people get hooked on it.
Whatever, it was like a headset thing. Yeah.
Angela Bassett was in it.
Don't put it in there.
It was like a rapper or something. It was a rapper or something. And they killed somebody.
Yeah, they killed
them. They raped a girl or something like that.
Yes.
They tried to get rid of that memory.
That is Amazon's future right there. I don't know how it's going to be, but that will be.
Okay. We went away from the droid, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
There's this, they want to be able to have delivery to your house, right, with a mini droid, like a little mini helicopter, like an RC helicopter, that would literally deliver a package to your front step.
Yes. It's 30-minute delivery.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it works.
And remote control.
Yes. I don't know if it works the same under the principle of the Domino's system. Do you remember the Domino's system back in the day where
30 minutes or less.
Yes. If you get it for free, shit. Yeah. It has to be under 5 pounds. It has to be, in a deliverable area, blah, 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 But Amazon basically will be the band-aids over the United States once you look at it on the upper maps,
Well, my question is this. Would they deliver to the hood? Any backwards redneck community?
I'm not saying.
Because, if there's a little freaking helicopter a laptop flying around, you can bet either redneck with a shotgun or brother with a gat is going to shoot it down.
DJK, I am not saying this, but I'm saying if I see one of them things fly over top of me with something that looks pretty good, I may take a rifle and a slug, not a buckshot. Because I might hit whatever is inside the box and just take out the drone.
Duck Dynasty guys, they know how to shoot a duck from freaking a mile away. Trust me, they're not going to hit the laptop.
I can hit fucking skeet in the air like nobody's business. You throw the right slug in there, you hit the camera out.
But you don't even need a gun. All you need is a butterfly net to catch the motherfucker.
That's a part of the problem.
Throw a rock at it, bam! It crashes. Where's my package?
Yeah, throw a rock at it. I want to see you hit like a stationary person.
No, wait, is that person with a joystick? you know, like he's playing fucking Xbox One
it's,
or something.
It's gonna be a 12. With his little helicopter. It's gonna be a 12-year-old. It's gonna be playing zombies versus delivery. You know what I mean?
Like, fucking laptop. Yeah,
it's delivery apocalypse. You know what I mean?
Like, could you imagine shooting one or snagging one and you're running? Let's see what we got. Fucking pack of socks.
Jimmy, man, you didn't deliver the last package. Oh, shit.
Oh, could you imagine if you get a quilt? Oh, yeah, this is great. You get a quilt. You get pajamas. You get long johns with the ass buttons on it.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? How are you going to know?
The funny thing is, in my mind, the fact that they have to go through the FAA. And the FAA is right now going and trying to come up with new laws to regulate how these things are going to fly. Really? Your delivery system is... You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are they going to be armed?
They might need to be, you know what I mean?
So it'd be a motherfucker like SpongeBob with a big-ass net trying to nag it down?
And be like, boom, and he just explodes, you know what I mean? Jeez.
But yeah, he's fucked. But they got some fucking made. They have a small fleet. Like, are you serious?
But this sounds like...
Yeah, like they're going to fuck... Like, they're going to the hood. There's freaking way. Or any rural neighborhoods. No. They're already shooting them down in New York City.
This sounds like fucking Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
We're not all fucking lit up and watching Jaws 38 and
I want the UPS and FedEx guys showing up with my shit. I can sign for it. I want no fucking helicopter dropping... Dropping something on my front porch.
Just because it's under 5 pounds and, you know, I'm spending $70 to get it delivered in 30 minutes and it cost me $400 in the first place. Yeah, I trust that completely. Let alone, you know, just fly through the air. I don't care. I have no concerns. It's going to make it to me. No problem at all. Shit, I will be one of the guys out there. I will order it and knock it out of the air and be like, oh, I never got it.
Yeah, that's true. So, but yeah, that's.
Oh, there's gonna be cameras on it. You know what? I'm gonna wear a mask and all black and just run through. Shit, you ain't gonna know what the hell I am.
Fucking droids.
Fucking droids. All right.
So, anyway, look, we're gonna take
drones. There's complete difference. Drones. Fucking drones.
I still rob the shit out of that thing. All right, so we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back. I'm gonna eat some sauerkraut when we get back. What do you say?
Yes, he's gonna eat some sauerkraut.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back right after this.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy up. Bad moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the Fortrack busting. Halfway across that city with the back crush it. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night.
Okay, and we are back from our break. And, we're going to get this out of the way, man. I'm going to get us on Wing Bowl. Okay. Some of the prizes.
Hold on, you can get
a car.
This is
the entourage can get... Everyone in the entourage gets tripped to Punta Cana, mm-hmm. right? The Wingettes, Then a week you have your Wingette girls. They can receive a motorcycle.
Immortal cycle.
There's $20,000 in cash. There's all kinds of prizes. So this is a serious event. All right, you can go to wingbowl.com, WIP. All right.
Now, this is Beamer right now, and I'm going to say real quick. Keith has got a pound of my homemade sauerkraut. I know this is going to sound weird. That he's about to eat. And
stopwatch.
We need to get a stopwatch out right now.
I don't have a phone.
All right, keep going. Keep talking.
Justin, go ahead.
Justin, General Manager of Tom Fuller is here for y'all. I need to get a couple things on the record first. First, DJ K, a.k.a. Keith Purnell. Voluntarily want to eat the sauerkraut? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to hold Tom Fuller as liable for anything that may occur during your eating process?
Or your drive home?
I will not be shitting in Tom Fuller's tonight.
Do you hold Tom Fuller's liable for any incident that may occur during your eating process, yes or no?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Did Tom Fuller's prepare the sauerkraut?
No.
As
I did say...
They did not. It is homemade
sauerkraut.
I'm
a neat eater.
No, you're not going to be.
Beamer's putting napkins all around.
I am making sure that it is completely clean.
He got napkins all over me. I look like the first black member of the Ku Klux Klan.
Last thing I want on the record. Tom Fuller's has nothing to do with the sauerkraut that you were about to eat or the fact that you're eating. Correct or incorrect?
You're correct.
Excellent.
But Tom
with
Fuller's,
that being said, are no longer held liable. Thank you to all the lawyers listening out there. You can't get me today.
Thanks for making it sound fun.
Yes.
It's just sauerkraut. I'm not eating like the Tibetan chili pepper that may kill me with wrong bite. I'm not eating that slice of puffer fish you have like 1 centimeter of the wrong thing and you die.
I'm going to say this right now. It's going to make him poo. All
right.
It's going to make him take a shit because it's sauerkraut.
Have you ever seen the waivers that occur when anybody does one of these eating challenges? Have you seen one of these?
Okay,
things?
Now let's get this straight, folks. Eating.
No, he tried one strain. That's hand cut.
This is a gauge to see how much I can eat. I have a set time in my mind. It is a pound of sauerkraut.
And what's the time that you're looking for?
It's in my mind. This is just a test. Okay. We gotta see how much I can eat.
Okay.
Maybe next week, I'll see if I can beat that time. All right.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
So I understand.
And I'm using my hands.
I understand.
Okay.
All right.
And so as I'm eating, you guys will have to
give a
3 second countdown. Is that what you're looking for here?
It's hit start.
All right, hit start.
We're gonna hit start.
2, 1, start.
Keith is going conventionally two-handed method on sauerkraut.
Well, one at a time, but yes. It's left, right. If I do have to say, his left hand is taking considerably less than his right.
It's a little slow on his left hand.
It really is.
I'm thinking he needs to speed up on the left hand a little bit. I could be wrong.
That he's just down in this right now.
Yeah, I've
eaten your sauerkraut. It's good sauerkraut.
It's good sauerkraut.
I really do enjoy your sauerkraut, but I usually put kielbasa, you know, maybe a little corned beef
on to that, it's not going to be what you want.
I'd say
about
a fifth of the way
done. We are 45 seconds in. We are 45 seconds in right now. Keith, you better hurry up.
He's looking for a drink.
He's looking for a drink.
He's looking for a drink. Water? Is that what we're requesting?
Do we want water or do we want a beer?
No, he's got a beer in front of him now.
We have a beer in front of Keith right now. And so we're a minute in. Keith. You better just do it. Just go.
So what time do you think he can finish this thing?
I think 2 minutes, 30 seconds, if he does it right.
No, I'm going to go with at least 3:15.
Yeah, but he's got to eat 2 pounds to get into the contest. So
I'm thinking three minutes and 15 seconds.
It's taking too much time.
Well, it's a first run. It's a dry run.
Just go. Just keep going. Keep
did you know it, recently I did a pie eating contest?
I'm not getting no fucking encouragement.
No, I'm saying, keep going, Keith.
We don't need to encourage
Let's go, Keith. Let's go.
There's a Wingette in the background.
You're
wasting time with talking.
Shovel, muffle.
You know, I am also
a bar patron saying that right now. Shovel, in the mouth, swallow.
She's more than that. She's phenomenal.
Hey-o.
I don't think she's ever done that before, has she?
Him? I don't know.
No, her.
Oh, her? I'm not. I believe it.
All right, we're about about a quarter left on the play or in the bowl. So Keith, if you just keep going, we're 2 minutes now. Right now.
You're not looking good on your 2:30, man. You're not looking good on your 2:30.
I think you can do it. I think you can shovel it. 2:15, just pass. Just shovel. Just shovel and just put it down, man.
2:20.
Keith, 2:20. You can do it. Just grab it all and put it in.
No. 2:25.
Grab all the sauerkraut. And
it's not going to happen. He's got a whole mouthful.
2:30 right now.
You still have to swallow that to count.
Not getting them out.
We're at 2:35 now.
2:35. You're going to be 3 minutes on a pound of sauerkraut. Come on.
Right now, you are still winning by Price is Right rules, Pete.
That's true.
Still winning by the Price is Right rules, although somehow I doubt that you're going to win this.
Come on, Keith.
No.
No. We're going. 2:50.
Mouth's got to be clean. Mouth's got to be clean. It won't matter anyway.
2:50. 2:53.
2:55.
2:55. Swallow. Come on.
We're at 3 minutes
flat.
We're
3 minutes.
3 minutes flat. 305.
No, he's got a mouthful. Keith's got a mouthful. There is
310.
There is sauerkraut juice coming in.
Oh, please,
it's all good. 315.
You want to do this on radio, man?
You are not choking.
No.
Just so you're aware, Keith Brunell is not choking.
Yeah, he's not choking. He's good. He's good. He's good.
3:30. We are now at 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
It smells like hot dogs in here now for some reason.
Are you filming it?
Yes, she is filming this. By the way, this is also available on video. It'll be on Vine.
3:40, come on, Keith. 3:45, beat 3:45. Put it. 3:45. Stop. We got 3:40.
At A Posey on Vine.
3:48.
No, it's not done. He's got to swallow it, right?
Everything's in.
Oh, is that it?
That's it?
Oh, okay. All right. 3:48.
I can't go up for anything.
3:48 was the time to be. 3:48.
Now, mind you, Keith only wanted to do a half pound of sauerkraut tonight.
I've got a pound in. Yeah. Full pound. That was a good call on beam status.
I think Keith hates me right now.
I would hate Beamer right now, but I hate Beamer all the time.
And then all the juice was squeezing out.
Yes, it did not look pretty for a little bit.
Well,
wait a minute.
This is what we need to do.
I was trying to squeeze the juice out. He thought I was throwing up.
Yeah, I saw that.
I started laughing, and then the juice went down.
For those of you who can't make out Keith audibly, what he was saying was that Beamer thought that Keith was going to throw up. This was not the case. Beamer went to pat Keith on the back, and juice was coming out of sauerkraut juice, not any other kind of weirdness.
I was squeezing the juice out.
The juices were flowing.
I don't know what happened. All I know was the juices were flowing.
I was banging him on the back. Like, I don't want him to choke and die. Right. Yeah. It's my sauerkraut. Justin had the disclaimer for fucking Tom Ford.
For those of you that are 19-year-old females that are out there, if you are throwing up from alcohol, Beamer will hold your hat back, no problem. He's got you on that.
Okay, so what do we say? 3:40. Okay.
3:48 was your time, sir. 3:48 was your time, sir. Sauerkraut's still not all the way down.
But wait, if you get it in your mouth, it's good.
It's good, okay.
I just can't throw up.
That's only a pound. Right. That's not good.
Those are official, no.
So what was the time that you had in your head, Keith?
In my head, two minutes.
2 minutes.
Well, no, Beamer put that in my head.
No, you should not have had that in your head.
Oh, dude, no. 2 minutes.
That's why he was like, 2 minutes, you're not going to make it. I'm like, baby, give me some encouragement.
I thought three. I was thinking three.
Okay.
Now, before you started, my thought was three. I didn't want to jinx anything. Like I said, I picked 3:50.
You got the video?
Hold on. I want to make sure it's clear. Keith, is it good fucking sauerkraut?
It's the fucking best.
Thank you.
Beamer does make excellent sauerkraut. This has been stated and not at all questioned.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to do it again next week. I'm not calling yet. I'm going to beat 3:50.
Okay. And we need to drain.
3:48.
We need to drain, first off, because that does not need to be left in it.
There needs to be a little bit more prep on the sauerkraut. Beamer failed this week.
No, I didn't fail.
You failed.
This is the first test. This is how much I want.
Okay.
This is what he wanted. He wanted to do a half a pound. I actually pushed him to do a full pound.
I was prepared for a half.
I was a bit of a dick on that one. My bad.
I'm also not going to drink mugs.
You know how to drink 25-ounce fucking mugs?
Prepare your stomach a little better. Mm-hmm. All that stuff. Keith actually coached me through the last hitting competition I did, which I didn't win. And as we all know, if you're not first, you're last. Quote Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights.
Yep, because I felt full, but
I guarantee if anybody drinks that, you'll be shitting the rest of the night.
There is a whole thing of sauerkraut juice.
Yes.
Yes.
But
we call it sauerkraut juice. Well, I call it fermented bacteria.
Let me show you the type of competitive.
DJ K, Beaver, great eating. I'm out.
All right, so.
I'm out.
Top of it, that was Justin. Give me a big round of applause. Manager here at Tom Foley.
You get a shot. We're not being sponsored tonight.
And on top of that, I got sauerkraut in my mouth, and I'm eating wings. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wings to go.
But it's not associated with the Wings to Go franchise. The Wings to Go industry, Wings to Go company at all.
So, you have that record, Beaver. Write that down. 3 minutes, 50 seconds.
That is horrible, Keith.
Thanks for the encouragement. Now, how much do you eat?
I guarantee it. Probably about a 7.
Liar.
I didn't lie because I didn't say I don't know.
Granted, I had 2 tall mugs of Choc Top. So,
Time out. I'm busting Keith's balls. That really was pretty impressive. I've never seen somebody eat a pound of my sauerkraut in one sitting.
Who's your sponsor?
I can't drink
that. I can't. Yeah, what?
It'll come out.
Who's your sponsor?
Hold on. Just let him. Cheers. Hold on. He's still choking. Hold on.
Well, y'all can think of yours in
time. Our sponsor, thank you, Justin Wagner. Tom
Fullery is our official.
There's a sponsor. They are a sponsor. They are
alcohol sponsor.
They are our establishment. They are our they're our cocoon. They are they are our lives in this podcast.
If I drink this, all the sauerkraut's coming out.
Oh, that sauerkraut's coming out sooner than later, man.
Woo! My stomach.
One way or another, that thing is coming down.
All I know is somehow Keith Sphincter got loosened up after eating all that sauerkraut.
You gonna shit your brains out.
He gonna shit his pants on the way home.
Yes, definitely.
Then,
you know what? Do a shit cam in the car.
You wanna get away from a cop pulling you over? Shit all over the fucking ground right in front of him.
Yo, man.
My ass is shitting. Oh.
All right. Okay, it's all out. So, 350.
What's today's date?
3 minutes, 50 seconds.
Okay. Sauerkraut, Keith.
Next episode, I want to top it. All right. You know how they do, like, blogs, and you tell your progress and how you feel?
Yeah.
Right down.
I don't know if I have enough sauerkraut to do that, but yes, we will do this. He feels like shit right now.
I bet your breath is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's a Keith.
Dude, can I get a kiss?
Breathe in my nose.
I can smell you from here.
Oh, yeah, that smells like chicken and fucking, yeah. That's the only thing saving you right now is that fucking
my mouth. My mouth tastes like ass. Don't ask me how I know. I'm a freak that way. My laptop is backing away. my stomach is, it's doing some shit right now.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
No pun intended on that one because
we got our special guest.
We got our special guest, gastric indigestion.
Don't call me, man. Don't call.
I'm good.
Anyway. So
we got an announcer guest.
Oh no, we I'm
and
sorry.
They can't hear you because you gotta get close.
We have a special guest right now, and that is Amanda Posey.
Who videotaped?
Who videotaped?
It's actually on videotape.
I'm gonna put it on Vine.
We may be able to somehow intertwine the podcast
next
and the Vine.
Next week I'll have it on
so
Vine.
So it's like a pod on the Vine.
I feel.
Yes. Keith is going to shit himself in about 20 minutes.
He's going to throw up and shit himself.
You know what? I think the Ralphing will happen before the shitting.
Ralph, you'll shit your pants.
Do you not remember last year when I told you? You got to be careful with sauerkraut.
All right.
You ate a pound, which is actually 2 pounds of sauerkraut. It's a pound of sauerkraut. It's 2 pounds of cabbage. I'm sorry. I said that wrong. It's about a pound and a half of cabbage until the water gets broken down. You're a monster. There are German people saying, I don't know German. I don't know German, but good night, good job.
Guten Tag.
Yes. Keith was amazing. It's amazing. Let's just make sure that we gave him another
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a quick break.
Because he's got to throw up or take a shit. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, one of the two.
He's going to do both at the same time.
All right. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
I made a little bit of money. Let me get lost if you don't. Look at the reaction when I hit him with the phone. Got Fleazy in the back, got cello in the front. Listen to the record, boy, I got what you want. Yeah, fit so fly, cause the club on chong. Got hits like the wolf beating the back of the dome. Ladies, take it back, throw back the zone. Bend at the waist, lean to the front. Now bounce, shove out to the beat, just a little bit. Pause, show me your beat, just a little bit. Ain't nobody here, why better than me? Purple flag to the left, who better than me? I got all star squad, who better than me? Man, listen to the beat, who better than me? Pay to get in, so I ain't finna chill, and my week been way too long to stay late. With the micro brave, hotter than a baby in a microwave. Look at how she wipin', man, she might get paid. She wipe a little harder. Look at how she wipe, she a party starter. I hope that security remember the Carter, cause I ain't been to wipe over two and holler. Said I never dropped dime, but I drop you a dollar. Told her give me a number and maybe I call her. She said that she knew me and she know I'm a baller. Man, I been a while out of here, I see all the
And we're back. DJ K unfortunately cannot talk right now because he has sauerkraut creeping up his throat.
Is he about to eat another wing?
I think he is about to eat another wing, and I don't understand that, but hey, you know what? Keep on keeping on. This is what's going to get us to the wing bowl. We will go. I will be standing next to Keith going, go Keith. Oh shit, go Keith. Look at him. He's a monster, eating wings like nothing. So anyway, we're back. His sauerkraut adventure was, like I expected, pretty. I don't know. I don't have an exact word for it. It was a lackluster, but it was a step. It was a major step. I didn't think he was going to be able to do what he did, so he proved me wrong in my own mind. So he's on.
Lackluster, bitch! I have fucking sauerkraut juice going down my throat.
Well,
not that I've had anything else.
That's between you and the sauerkraut
going down my throat.
Going down your throat. Oh man!
I mean, hey, I'm not judging you at all. I'm just saying you and sauerkraut, whatever your business is.
Have we introduced the wing yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, we do have a man of posy on the wing.
Is it official? Yes.
So they throw
out. Oh, no, we throw everybody's out. And we also have Justin.
Any creeper finds me on Google, I'm going to fuck your day up.
Okay, she's a little bit hostile.
I'm from Jersey. So.
Okay, and she's talkative. So we also have Justin Faulkner here, who is the manager, or general manager, of Tomfoolery's. That is in Middletown, Delaware, and that is where we actually broadcast from.
17 Ash Boulevard. 714, but the good
17 Ash Boulevard.
714 over here.
Whatever the number he's fucking saying.
Can I ask a question? Because Posey actually brought up a great point that I would like to talk about.
What is that?
She said, and I quote, I'm from Jersey. That's all you need to know about it.
So either she gets a tan and a bump, or does laundry tan
from South Jersey.
Or you be swimming with the fishes if you talk with her.
So let's talk about this, because in my opinion, there are two things that come out of New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
Two. Dirty horse and only two.
Justin, watch your mouth.
Dirty slut back horse.
Uh oh.
No offense. I find you a sweetheart and I love you. And a nasty, stank ass smell from the armpit of America.
Wow.
That's pretty much it that comes out of New Jersey.
What's Philly and New York?
What's your phone number?
Nobody's talking about that right now.
Gutter trash.
What's your phone number?
Posey's phone number is 398-457.
This is not going to be a good night.
Probably not.
No.
Oh God. But, so, I feel bad for you.
I'm sorry. Did Posey? She wants to say that Jersey's great and it's powerful.
But it's
I'm
not.
Saying
it's just not.
I don't like them giving.
I'm Jersey and I'm
shit.
Proud. Yeah.
Well, fuck it. I'm gonna call.
Nobody should say
4 minutes. That's what I'm gonna tell them. A pound of sauerkraut.
You are not going to be able to do a pound of sauerkraut.
He just did it in 3:48, so we can
drinking
do it.
Two fucking beers?
That's what I'm saying.
And I ate dinner beforehand.
You're not going to be able to call them and say, I can do... Now, listen, I'm not saying that you can't do it. I'm
you
saying
seem to believe in me.
I'm
my own partner. My own right-hand man.
I believe in you.
Keith.
He's nothing but just wearing me down.
DJK, no.
You have
spread
your wings.
You have to do...
Spread your wings. And fly away.
DJK, you have to do better than that. I'm saying, you can't say, I'm going to do a pound of sauerkraut in 4 minutes. You have to do better than that. That's what I'm saying. You can do better than that.
I'll see how you get up in the morning. But listen, I agree with Keith, because what's going
to
happen?
Do I have to wake up with you at 6 o'clock in the morning so you can eat some sauerkraut?
And he's going to say, I can do a pound of sauerkraut.
I'm going to say 5 minutes.
No, say 4. Because they're going to say, you can do a pound of sauerkraut in 4 minutes.
They're not going to give you 5 minutes.
The conversation's going to go, they're going to end up talking you down to 3 or 3.5.
That's why I'm going to say 5 minutes.
You should say 4.
And I don't think a pound is going to be enough. Because when they see it, they're going to be like, no, that's nothing.
If they say do it and you show up there and it's smaller, they're not going to change the time?
Right. Now, what if they say, okay, I'll do 2 pounds?
You know what? Maybe me and you, me and you will go down.
You know what?
Wow, really? I'm
I will
getting
captain
out.
Your entourage, Keith. I will captain.
I still need you to make the sauerkraut.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck on that one. Good luck on that one. I'm not being your...
I got a pound of his sauerkraut at my house right now. We're good.
That sounded really dirty.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, B makes good sauerkraut. I keep that shit on hand at all times.
I'm saying.
Swallow it.
Well, damn right.
Okay, look. One. Hey now.
Wow.
Jersey girls, I love them. Yeah. All right, so look. We can't wait too long because somebody else may do the stunt.
Is your wife from Jersey?
And no. Somebody else might do the stunt. He said your wife from Jersey.
Yeah. But I'm saying.
Jersey girls, I love them. I'm just questioning
I'm saying,
what's going
we
here.
Need to get you ready for 2 pounds. Or pound and a half at the minimum.
Let me ask you a question.
Keith,
I ate a pound of sauerkraut. My asshole is about as tight as a fucking pinhead.
Pause for just one moment. I have a question for Keith.
Yes, sir.
All right. You've been doing in the entertainment industry for a long time.
Yes, I have. Yes. And I've had 1 year's experience in the competitive eating.
In the competitive eating, absolutely. Yes. So I'm sure you've heard a lot of different crazy things, people claiming they can do this, claiming they can do it. Have you ever, in your entire existence, because I haven't,
okay,
heard of anybody say, I can eat a pound of sauerkraut?
No!
No! So there's no time frame set up for this.
Right.
I know.
So you can corner the market.
There's no precedent.
Right.
And I'm completely in agreement.
You can corner the market on the sauerkraut eating. You're in timeout right now.
I'm not in timeout right now.
On the sauerkraut eating market.
No.
So, I think whatever you tell them you can eat a pound of sauerkraut in,
they're going to
the
jump.
The WIP are going to say,
they're
going to
jump
a pound in 5 minutes?
No.
Wow.
No way. They're going to jump up to some ridiculous number. You know that.
And then if they give me whatever they tell me I have to do it in,
that's
I'll
why
just do
I say
it.
You just do it.
That's
right.
Why,
because
that's
but
why I say
it. I'm not going to.
Because you're a champion, and that's why.
That's why I said we need to get you.
Champion.
We need to get you conditioned
to
a pound and a half.
All I want to do is captain
your
outfit.
Eyes
that's
are
it.
Full of
while we're. I know. Look at
that. Your eyes are.
That's why I'm saying.
While we're on the shore of Punta Cana and Beaver's back here in Middletown, I tried to tell him to do it 2 pounds in a minute and 58. We can do it, champ.
Gosh.
I'm going to remember all that that he just said right there. That is actually going on podcast, so you know what? I've been here for DJK the entire time, and I'm saying that...
Let me just say
all
one
we
thing.
Need to do
about this experience. I will cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, no. You cut me off. You cut me out of the vacation. What are you talking about?
This is going to be worth it, though. Beamer's sauerkraut is off the hook. I'm telling you, as I'm cramming shit down my mouth, yo, it was off the hook. Beamer?
It is a delicious food.
You make some good-ass fucking sauerkraut. Yes. So,
I'm going to say this right now before we cut it off, is that we will get him up to a pound and a half being able to eat. just in case they ask for a pound and a half.
Yeah, I'm going to be in sauerkraut training.
Yes. If they say, he says a pound, and they say a pound and a half, okay, let's do it. Or a pound and a quarter.
Right.
Let's do it.
Guys, any advice or your thoughts on this whole sauerkraut escapade here, this stunt here, your thoughts on it? Hit us or any other or thing. Any other thing you want to
nephews, children and all that, you know.
Any other thing you want to bring up, hit us up at bartalk1@yahoo.com. That's yes. BARTALK1, the number one. bartalk1@yahoo.com. Email us. Tell us your thoughts. Beamer, do you have any, before we go, speaking of thoughts, you have any,
We have a
Beamer inspirational moment.
I have two things to say. Well, first one is that, happy Thanksgiving and everything. Okay, that was the first one. I just gobbled like a turkey for you on Bar Talk. Second thing is Black Friday. Black Friday was built as a day for making money. Now it's built as a day of taking money. It is an insurgence of greed. It is a mesmerizing feed of poison, of distortion, of everything else that is illusions to our minds to see, to save a couple cents, a couple dollars. It makes no sense. Love you guys. Thank you. Have a good night. This is Bar Talk with Beamer.
And DJK. And wait, real quick. This has been a Beamer inspirational moment.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night. Love you.
Good night. Don't forget, check us out. Bar Talk right here on iTunes.